Have you ever lain awake at night questioning if you truly love your partner, or found yourself analyzing every interaction, desperately seeking proof they're the one? This isn't just ordinary relationship anxiety. Relationship OCD, ROCD, traps countless individuals in a painful cycle where outwardly healthy partnerships become inward battlegrounds of relentless doubt. What makes ROCD particularly insidious is how it intertwines with our cultural programming about love. Modern society has elevated romantic relationships to almost spiritual importance, replacing religion as our primary source of meaning. We expect partners to fulfill an impossible range of roles: lover, best friend, intellectual equal, emotional support, and spiritual companion. This creates immense pressure that fuels anxiety, turning love into a prison rather than a sanctuary. The revolutionary premise that's helping thousands break free? Certainty in love is a myth, and meaningful connection requires embracing uncertainty rather than fighting it. ROCD functions as a feedback loop of intrusive, distressing thoughts about your relationship that trigger intense anxiety. To escape this discomfort, you perform compulsions, mentally testing feelings, seeking reassurance, or comparing your relationship to others. These rituals provide temporary relief but reinforce harmful messages that your intrusive thoughts are meaningful warnings rather than mental noise. Breaking free requires understanding three key truths. You can't control your thoughts or feelings, but you can control your response to both. By stopping compulsions, you teach your brain that relationship doubts aren't threats requiring immediate action. What makes ROCD particularly cruel is how it often targets relationships with genuine potential. Your anxiety acts as an overprotective alarm system, preferring to keep you in safe but fruitless relationships rather than face the vulnerability of real connection. The relationships triggering ROCD are often scary for all the right reasons. They represent risks worth taking. Until the mid-19th century, marriage was primarily an economic arrangement for survival, with love considered a bonus. The Industrial Revolution changed this. As people moved to cities, they gained independence from family constraints. Individual goals replaced collective ones, and romantic love evolved from fantasy to relationship purpose. We began expecting one person to fulfill roles an entire village once provided. Those butterfly feelings we're taught to seek have no correlation with long-term happiness or compatibility. These sensations actually originate from the amygdala, the brain region responsible for anxiety. We feel them during threatening situations like skydiving or job interviews, yet romantically misinterpret them as signs of finding the one. ROCD manifests in two subtypes: partner-focused, preoccupation with perceived partner flaws, and relationship-focused, fixation on relationship quality. These obsessions drive compulsive behaviors, providing temporary relief while reinforcing the harmful belief that perfect certainty is needed. Perhaps healing comes not from finding certainty, but embracing life's inherent uncertainty. While ROCD has biological components, most cases stem from a combination of nature and nurture, particularly early attachment experiences. Humans are uniquely vulnerable at birth, requiring strong attachment for survival. This makes early relationships profoundly influential. Attachment theory identifies four styles. Secure attachment, from consistently available caregivers, leads to comfortable adult relationships. Anxious attachment, from unavailable caregivers, creates fear of rejection. Avoidant attachment, from overbearing caregivers, makes connection feel overwhelming. And disorganized attachment, from abusive parenting, produces adults who simultaneously crave and fear connection. Only about 50% of people have secure attachment, leaving half struggling with adult relationships. When insecure attachment combines with a genetically hyperactive amygdala, relationships can feel exceptionally threatening. However, attachment styles can change through relationships with healthy, consistent partners who provide safety rather than just excitement. Our brains process millions of stimuli every minute, but consciously handle only about 50 bits of information. These mental shortcuts usually serve us well, but in anxiety disorders, they become cognitive distortions. The brain overgeneralizes from minor concerns to catastrophic conclusions. 6 cognitive distortions commonly fuel OCD: all-or-nothing thinking, views relationships as either perfect or doomed. Catastrophizing escalates minor issues into worst-case scenarios. Emotional reasoning treats feelings as facts. Should statements impose rigid expectations. Comparison measures your relationship against others' highlight reels. And mind reading assumes you know others' thoughts without evidence. To correct these distortions, filter intrusive thoughts to catch overgeneralizations and introduce nuance. Gray area responses like, "I don't know," or "just because I feel something doesn't make it true," aren't comforting but more accurate. A thought log with columns for intrusive thoughts, identified distortions, and rational responses helps balance thinking without providing reassurance. The goal isn't immediate relief, but developing tolerance for uncertainty. Exposure and response prevention, ERP, is the most powerful approach to overcoming anxiety disorders. It involves directly facing fears while preventing the compulsive responses that typically neutralize discomfort. The true power comes from standing firm as anxiety presents its most compelling doubts. With practice, you discover that anxiety naturally subsides. Emotions last only about 90 seconds when not resisted. Each successful exposure shifts power from OCD to you, demonstrating that feared outcomes rarely materialize and that discomfort is tolerable. Start by creating an exposure hierarchy, a map of feared scenarios arranged by difficulty. Like building physical strength, begin with manageable challenges before tackling harder fears. Research shows ERP's effectiveness. 2/3 of patients experience improvement in OCD symptoms, with approximately 1/3 achieving full recovery. When building your hierarchy, distinguish between want-based behaviors, flexible choices, and need-based behaviors, rigid requirements. Target the rigid behaviors that reinforce the belief you can't cope without certainty, as these prevent genuine connection. Success with ERP doesn't require perfection, just willingness to embrace uncertainty without self-protection. To manage OCD long-term, you must abandon the myth of the one, Moto. This final step may be the most challenging. Your new love story won't be as glamorous as fantasy suggests, but it will be more meaningful because it's real. Relationships aren't perfect. They're vehicles for growth through imperfection. Our new love story redefines healthy love. Chemistry isn't instant fireworks, but the draw that makes you work through anxiety to reach your partner. Connection isn't avoiding conflict, but how we repair afterward. Compatibility isn't finding someone who erases difficulties, but someone committed to growing with you. For OCD management, let go of believing emotions alone will guide you to the right partner. Our gut amplifies our mind's fears. For sensitive people with heightened threat responses, fear often drowns out love. Many with OCD feel shame that their relationship didn't begin with certainty, but entering relationships cautiously is natural for those with sensitive nervous systems. No therapy can eliminate life's fundamental uncertainty. Healing from OCD isn't finding perfect certainty, but embracing that we cannot know the future. True transformation comes from accepting, "I don't know the answer, and that's okay." By letting go, not giving up, you discover something extraordinary. Accepting life as an explorer's journey brings joy not from having all the answers, but from embracing the adventure of loving another imperfect human being just as imperfectly as they love you.